Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Have you ever noticed at the starting of every Jason Derulo song, he says his name? Like he's just a little bit worried that the huge series of mini strokes may have caused him to hallucinate. So he just says it out loud so that he can remember, possibly for later. That's what it feels like seeing PR for a horror game. Really PR for any game. That consistent reminding repetitiveness that makes you wonder, do they think I'm stupid? I'm not quite sure why the devs for the medium tried to pretend that co-op split screen is brand new and running two games at the same time simply wasn't feasible on current hardware. But they did. Hopefully. Most of you, though, are interested in the game and interested for the same reason I reviewed it. We feel bad for mediums. I just do. They even canceled that one show about Jennifer Love Hewitt's breasts being able to hear spirit voices. At least, that's the way they filmed it. So when Bloober Team stated they were making this game about mediums, I thought to myself, this is it. Then they said the name, The Medium. I mean, is anybody even trying anymore? Confusing titles like The Observer or Wet or Returnal, which sounds like someone whittled a biker bar's urinal cake down to a boomerang and was surprised when it came back when they threw it. At some point, somebody's just going to name a game the blah, 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 I mean, starring Kristen Stewart. That might not be real, but I hope it is. As always, if you like the videos, give it a thumbs up, hit the notification bell so you get everything. It absolutely helps. Graphics are up first. For a game that continues to extol that uniqueness and the virtues of split-screen worlds like they just figured out what co-op split-screen was, The Medium fails to deliver almost everywhere. It's not that true split-screen moments with both characters on screen happen less than you expect, which is what occurs, or the fact that when they do, it's never that intriguing because most of the environments can be drilled down to hallway, room with some boxes, or hallway with some boxes connecting to a room with more boxes, because that happens too. It's this realization as you're playing it that even though the underworld moments of The Medium have some parts to show and some unique elements and aspects that build onto each other, the world itself, either in or out of the underworld, is sort of piss poor. From a couple boxes in a single room to poorly textured bone walls in the underworld, Medium doesn't even deliver past the first hour where the environments are, if not starkly lacking in interaction, at least somewhat more interesting than the later game. Graphically, while the Xbox Series X version aims for 4K at 30fps, it has a softness to it that never lets you appreciate what's on screen as much as you would like when it comes to resolution. And locations are boxy affairs with usually one or two entries and exits, and a huge number of them just completely frozen in place, locked in stasis with no interaction whatsoever. But unlike, say, Resident Evil, where the details then drill down so that every grain of wood can be aged by counting the friggin' rings, it's hard to even tell what's wood and what's not in this game. At least character designs are a little bit better. Not perfect, but I mean, the main character's either depressed and edgy or Shaka Whitehair depressed and edgy, but some of the side characters are interesting. For example, almost right away out of the gate, you befriend a one-armed girl named Sadness. That's already more unique than the rest of the title. She's not really sad at all. She moves around and capers and turns, and she's held together by an almost yarn-like substance of skin, and well, the less guessed, the better on that. She's one of the better designed characters you see in the game, and her emotion and playfulness and characterization throughout the entire title that's particularly haunting in that duality of what you're expecting and what you actually get. And there are a couple standout moments like the Chamber of Blood-Sucking Moths. Now, I have no idea if that's what it's called, but if I was making it, I'd call it that. And when you're walking through it, there's this unsettling feeling as the moths around you are getting bug zapped. You can feel them bouncing off your shield and that sound of them going zip, 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 zip. While the game is bathed in muted one-tone scary colors for the other side, the game's natural locations in the real world are also strangely muted, toned down as if the color has been lightly steeped from them like a nice tea made of shit times. The only issue here is, since you're already seeing that in the other side of the world, it never really offers a substantial difference between them in a way that it would have allowed you to feel like this lively world was there and then the undercurrent of the underworld connected to it. The duality just doesn't play out. Now, on the Xbox Series X, the game also has a number of times when the cutscenes would start and texture and world pop-in would occur. This is, unfortunately, the final version. Console performance was excellent, though. I didn't have any hitches at all, whether being chased through hallways made of flesh or sneaking by insane spirit nurses. The problem is, That sentence sounds more lively than 70% of the game look. And that brings me to sound, music, and voice. And we're going to talk about sound first. This is really good. You only have a couple choices for your setup, like speakers and cinema and that type of thing. But sound-wise, the game is filled with the ambience that you would expect, like the far-off screams of people most likely having a really awesome time in the underworld, or the rhythmic bang of a giant ghost feet on the floor of the room beside you as you sneak by holding your breath. It's not exactly complex in its requirements, but a robust set of environmental tones, even if sometimes just that low ebb of white noise in a room, works pretty well. I'd say solid. And in combination with the sound is always going to be the usefulness of the music. I get the idea, I just don't know if it works here. The game uses silence to great effect, and that plus a bevy of very low ebbing atmospheric layers to the music has this stark and really barren presentation that ends up making you feel desolate and alone, and that works great. What else works great is things like a single wind chime sounding like it got scared after it made a sound and everybody else was like, eh, I'll go later. There's simple melodies and childlike ditties that play out. Those work good as a soundtrack that you might expect. Do not go in really feeling like you're going to hear full-on musical tracks. And to round out the importance of the audio trilogy, we're going to talk a little bit about voice. Sadness. This character, it stands out to me in both purpose and poise, and that voice is excellent. While the main character deals with the crap thrown at her, it's always a bit odd from one moment to the other as they vacillate between different emotions. From I got this, absolutely no problem, to oh my god, what's actually going on? It never felt perfectly delivered, but then sadness walks in the room, and her voice actress is just well written. And that brings us to gameplay. In the medium, you play as Marianne, a medium living in Poland in the late 90s. Marianne does exactly what you would do if you were haunted by every scary vision. She jumps onto her motorbike and drives out into an abandoned hotel to chase those visions down. What follows is a third-person suspense game with you slowly unfolding the story about what happened at this place and what its connection to Marianne is, all the while unlocking items and using them with various different puzzles in the game world. Now, for the most part, that means you walk around those locations and you try to figure out how to progress. You read various items of interest, you solve small word puzzles and sometimes track down memories of those who left, and you can sort of dial them in to these hearing moments where you can experience the past audibly. You have a couple abilities, but the major one is the ability to see and sometimes interact with the other side, the spirit world. She's a smoking hot version of that old lady in Poltergeist, just slipping out of the muumuu and into a pair of jeans and, at the same time, into the other side. Sometimes you'll have to take some action in the spirit world to let yourself progress in the real one, and the opposite is true as well. Other times, you will have to just use an out-of-body ability that lets you astral travel in the spirit world for a short amount of time, solving puzzles that are a little farther away from where the character's standing, or moving objects around to let you both move on. Using items you've found along the way and combining them or using them on the items in the game world is the majority of the gameplay. If you get stuck for too long and your spirit is lost forever, you have to reload from a save. Also in the spirit world, you have that bug zapper shield I talked about, and a spirit shield that burns away those enemies can also be used to activate items in the world and sometimes even stun an enemy. And all of these run on a spirit meter, which is charged at fountains in the spirit world. Now this can help you as you're trying to find various representations of the people who died in those locations and have become separated from their identities. And in many places, you really can't progress until you put them back together again, effectively a rough version of giving someone the okay to pass on to heaven or hell. In the real world, the main character is much less prepared, and that causes a problem. She just goes off, jumping onto a motorbike into an abandoned hotel with no flashlight, weapon, or even items. She luckily finds many of those along the way, including a flashlight right at the starting that somehow miraculously still works. But for a character who constantly hints at old spirit moments and battles like a World War II vet after an Elks Lodge meeting dinner, she sure doesn't know shit about being prepared. And while her spirit body has these powers, you do, again, have to charge them up. You don't really have that many as the main character. Medium tries to do something different with the split-screen dual-world idea. Deal. For example, when you're trying to get a ladder to work and having to move through one world and then into another again, that's pretty cool. Or when you're watching the main character interact with ghosts in one and not in the other, it reminds you of that 2 a.m. drunk whacked out on mushrooms at a bar somewhere talking to dead people. Maybe he actually was. 50-50 chance. The biggest issue the medium runs into is that it doesn't deliver in the very genre it's trying to. It's a problem that's a combination of a couple things. Too few puzzles. Either at the starting, in the middle, or at the ending, there wasn't wasn't enough to do. A lackadaisical speed of discovery. I'm telling you right now, the game makes 2001 A Space Odyssey seem like a fucking page-turner. But it's also let down by a story that holds back a great deal of what's going on until basically the end, and it doesn't keep you going up to that point. Marianne isn't that interesting. She says she is, and there are hints that she is, but the player here just doesn't really understand if they're that cool or not. And while you discover what has happened at the hotel, the basic idea is retreaded ground to the point of so many other fictions. And they hinge on this dual world mechanic, but it's just not enough or interesting enough or really used in some inventive way to cause you to want to return. Horror, by its very definition, is an intense feeling of fear, shock, or disgust. But other than cutting down doorways with your straight-edged razor of bone, it never is. Terror is defined as extreme fear, and fear is defined as an emotion induced by perceived danger or threat. But the medium doesn't actually have those. While the game is a spiritual love letter to the Silent Hill games of the past, those titles kept players on the edge of the knife between WTF and NOPE, where you were seeing something and saying, man, am I seeing this? What the fuck? And then suddenly going, you know what? I'm out. But then curiosity got you to the next WTF moment. And then you were at the next, nope, I'm out moment. And then you were at the next WTF moment. That's how the Silent Hill games have always worked. And that brings us to Fun Factor. You know, you'd have to think the Silent Hills was some kind of edge-of-your-seat, fast-paced shooter to really get your blood boiling here. I don't count horror games on exact points of scream-out-loud moments or terrifying games by the number of shocked looks I can flash at a Twitch screen webcam to get a donation. And that's good, because Medium does not have any in the entire game. And I get it, some people are going to like this, but to me it was a plodding affair from point to point to point to point. And speaking of points, let's get to mine and talk about the rating. This game is going to be a wait for a deep, deep sale. Here's why. Some people may like it, and there's no bugs or anything like that. It's just a plodding, boring affair, but other people may enjoy some of the tenseness. The music is actually good, and some of the voices are very well done. But the game just continues to meander. And I think with the medium, it's going to be hard for a lot of people to do so. So anyway, that's it for me. I hope you guys liked the video. If you did, thumbs up. If you didn't, thumbs down. Check out our Patreon. Make sure when you subscribe, you hit the subscribe button and the notifications to hear them all. I hope you guys all have an absolutely excellent year. 2021 is going to be fantastic. Give it a thumbs up if you liked it. Subscribe if you didn't. Patreon if you really hate me. Peace out.